What's an 80-20 thing?
Where 80% of women are attracted to 20% of men.
80% of women are attracted to 20% of men.
She's pretending like I'm part of one of those truth groups.
What truth groups?
It's a call to action by the Manosphere.
Manosphere.
I told you so. For everyone in the comment section saying,
it's just a movie.
When we break down films from a rapper perspective, wake up. It's not just a movie. It's not just a movie. Art imitates life. And through art, people shape your thoughts, influence your feelings, and redefine your values. If you can't see that, you are asleep. Take your Red Pill vitamins and start paying attention. That's why we're here, and that's why you've been flooding us with messages to review this mini-series, Adolescence, because you know this needs a real breakdown. Not some content farmer nodding for 15 minutes, adding no value, and even worse, diluting the message. What do you think happens when people watch this for the first time?
It's a call to action by the Manosphere.
Manosphere.
They're going to look it up online, and the first thing they'll find, a flood of websites, including Wikipedia, framing the Manosphere as nothing more than a breeding ground for misogyny. Then, they'll head to YouTube, and what will they see? An endless stream of women hitting the wall videos, out of context, reaction clips, and content designed for clicks rather than real discussion. And just like that, the message gets distorted. The real conversations about masculinity, self-improvement, and the struggles men face get buried under the pile of clickbait and misrepresentation. That's why context matters. It's why we break down media like this. Because if we don't, they will control the narrative for us. Remember guys, this is a conversation. You don't have to agree with everything we present in our videos. The point is to think for yourself and sharpen your critical thinking. That's what the Red Pill is about. Now let's get into it. Quick note, to give you the best experience without copyright interruptions, our full uncut content is available on Patreon. So if you enjoy our content and want the full experience, support us on Patreon. Patreon gang salute! Spoiler alert! This video contains spoilers, so you've been warned. Now it's time for us to get into this and do what we gotta do. Because we many! Before we break down the message, let's talk about the filmmaking. Normally we don't do this, but credit where credit is due. Adolescence is shot beautifully. Everything is done in a single take, pulling you in and making you feel like you're right there. There's no cutting away, no distractions, just raw, unfiltered storytelling. Even the ride to the police station, a full 4 minutes, feels real because it's not chopped up or rushed. The casting, spot on. These aren't Hollywood stereotypes. They look like real people, which makes everything feel even more authentic. And let's be honest, the story itself is gripping, it's believable, and it keeps you hooked. All right, movie talk over. Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
You've seen what she wrote?
I have. Okay.
Looks like she'd be a nice, right?
Isn't she?
The dynamite. What do you think that means?
I don't know.
It's an exploding red pill. Pills, the blue pills means you see the world as it wants you to.
That's when the Matrix. You've been watching the Matrix.
What?
Don't worry. Okay. Yeah, don't worry. Carry on.
Matrix.
Carry on.
Red pill is like, I see the truth. It's a call to action by the Manosphere.
Manosphere.
A call to action by the Manosphere. Exactly. The Red Pill isn't just about awareness. It's about doing something with that awareness. But here's the question. What action? For some men, the action is self-improvement. Hitting the gym, making money, gaining status, and becoming the best version of themselves. For others, it's avoidance. Walking away from relationships entirely or rejecting traditional dating norms. And for others, it's activism. Fighting for men's rights, calling out double standards, or influencing younger men through content creation. But here's the truth. You're not supposed to stay in Red Pill Rage. How many women hitting the wall videos did you watch this week? Let's take it a step further.
Which is where the 100 comes in. The 80 to 20 rule.
Adam, listen. My brain can't take all this. I don't know what you're talking about. Just break it down.
80% of women are attracted to 20% of men. Woman, you must trick them because you'll never get them in a normal way. 80% of women are cut off, or she's saying he's an incel, Dad.
He's 13. How can you be involuntary celibate at 13?
I know.
Who isn't celibate at 13, huh?
She's saying you always will be. That's what they say, you're an incel. You're going to be a virgin forever, basically. And all those people have fired, which means they're agreeing with her.
Okay. So this is bullying. I mean, it's a bit of a stretch, but...
Don't believe me, then. That's
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
This is pure gold. All right, let's start here. Women, you must trick them because you'll never get them in a normal way. Partially true. You do not have to trick women. You shouldn't. That's a short-term, low-value strategy that will only hurt you in the long run. But here's the reality. Getting with modern women in a quote-unquote normal way is increasingly difficult. The 80-20 rule has shifted. It's more like 90-10 now, and it's because of social media. Adam tells his detective father that the crime is influenced by Instagram. We made this must-watch video of an average-looking 15-year-old girl getting hundreds of guys in her DMs. What do you think this does to her psyche?
She just laughed and said, "Oh, I'm not that desperate."
And the emoji messages came after that?
Yeah.
She laughed. Now let's show you how this plays out in real life.
Just thought I would say you're perfect. Like, holy, you're super pretty and seem to have great vibes. So if you get this, I really like. How would someone like myself go about getting the attention of a girl as pretty as you? Hey, you're so pretty. Not with an R, with a W. Honestly, you are very attractive and looks super kind. Hope you have a good day. But I just want to say you're amazingly attractive. Oh, I'm amazingly attractive? Yo, I saw you on my For You page and thought you was mad pretty. What is up with guys saying mad? Like, I just don't... Mad pretty. Mad.
You see? Hundreds of guys in her DMs. She sees it as a joke until this happens.
I personally have been cheated on. Granted, I was in a situation, it was a situation specifically where I was with somebody that I did not really like. I think I was in it for the wrong reasons. He was someone that I was really attracted to. I was just getting started on Instagram. He had 11,000 followers at the time. And I was like, whoa, like this guy's legit. And he was just a total bodybuilding bro. OG subscribers might actually remember him. I'm not gonna say his name because I don't even wanna give him the time of day.
This proves the point. Normal isn't good enough anymore. Take a look at this graph. Only 15.21% have 10K to 50K followers. Having 10K followers is not normal. We made a video about Harry Sisson, a guy who isn't a Chad, but practically is because he has almost 2 million followers on TikTok. And guess what? Women follow success.
I'm gonna try to get through this without crying.
I knew that this guy was a player. We started talking like 2 years ago.
If he had flat told us, hey, I am talking to other people. When we asked, when all like a fucking dozen of us asked, hey, are you talking to anybody? Instead, he lied and said he did not have a roster and that he was not talking to anybody.
So if average women are getting attention from high status men, what happens when a guy with 200 followers approaches them?
She just laughed and said, oh, I'm not that desperate.
Exactly.
What do the kidney beans mean? They're kidney beans, right?
She's pretending like I'm part of one of those truth groups.
What truth groups?
and ones that say that women don't want us, we don't care.
Are you part of those?
No.
But you know what they say?
Yeah, because everyone kept on going on about with incel stuff, so I had a look, but I didn't like it.
And was you being an incel what she was saying with all of these?
Yeah.
Back in the day, incels were called TFLers, true forced loneliness. That term was harder to weaponize, so it didn't carry the same stigma. Now, incel has been twisted into an insult, a way to shame men.
You one-eyed incel dweeb, I swear to God, I'll kill you!
Who is your market?
Lonely people, virgins, incels.
This isn't new. Men have always been shamed for struggling with women. But today, it's weaponized. It's not just teasing anymore. It's demonization.
We got all that Instagram stuff wrong.
What do you mean?
Katie was bullying Jamie.
Oh, no.
That's what it was. Incel stuff, you know what that is.
Yeah, I do.
No, I don't know what that is. What is it?
It's the involuntary celibate stuff. It's the Andrew Tate shite.
Mm. Oh.
Fucking hell.
I've heard the boys talking about him.
See that? Any man who speaks up is instantly labeled dangerous, misogynistic, or a failure. But shaming men for struggling doesn't fix the struggle. If you tell a starving man he's pathetic for being hungry, does that feed him? No. That's why so many men check out. They either withdraw completely, lash out in frustration, or find ways to adapt, sometimes in unhealthy ways. And that brings us to the bigger question. Why are so many young men searching for guidance in the first place? Because the institutions that were supposed to provide it have failed them. Take school, for example. Boys aren't listening in class, but they're listening to Andrew Tate. Why? Because school doesn't speak to them. It's outdated, uninspiring, and designed for a world that no longer exists.
I've been reading your school reports, right?
Yeah.
Jamie was a good student, yeah?
We'd have to talk out here?
Yeah, yeah. I want to know, is there any signs of unhappiness?
I'm just a tutor.
Well, you're a teacher.
Yeah, but I teach history. I don't see him, you know? I wouldn't know, you know? When these kids are f***ing impossible, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Do you know what? I can't stand this place.
We're only here because you wanted to come, mate.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, does it look like anyone's learning anything in there to you? It just looks like a f***ing holding pen. Videos in every class. Mr. Mallet just walking in and out when he wants. And you said it f***ing smells.
No, it does f***ing stink. All skills stink.
The old formula, go to school, get a degree, work a stable job for 30, 40 years, and retire comfortably, is dead. Today, Gen Z's average job tenure is just 2 years and 2 months. Men are dropping out of the workforce in record numbers. And why? Because social status now matters more than ever. This is a classic case of good times creating weak people, and weak people struggling when the system they were promised collapses. With everything available at the push of a button, attention spans are shot. Motivation to grind through unrewarding tasks? Gone. Yet, instead of addressing this crisis, schools ignore male struggles. They punish masculine traits and shame boys for looking elsewhere for answers. So what happens? They go where they feel heard. And that's exactly why Tate and the Manosphere exploded in popularity. But instead of fixing the system, the response is the same as always. Shame and blame. Where's the school curriculum teaching young men how to be disciplined, how to build confidence, how to handle rejection, how to lead, how to be a man? It doesn't exist. They'll lecture young men about toxic masculinity, but won't teach them healthy masculinity. And that's why they're listening to Tate, not their teachers. The system fails young men, then condemns them for seeking guidance elsewhere. And that's the real problem. And that brings us back to the call to action. The real red pill isn't about sitting around complaining. It's about understanding the game so you can win. If you elevate yourself, the game changes. Because let's be real, women are women first, and attraction is not a choice. Women will always gravitate towards success, whether you like it or not. So the question is, are you going to take action or just sit there? This one is for you fathers out there.
Look, I'm hungry, right? And I was gonna go and get some chips and a can of Coke. I wanted to know if you wanted to come.
You've got your case.
Yes, I know I've got my case. All right, it's nearly done now. I'm about to hand it over. I've got some free time. I want to spend it with you. Because I love you. All right?
Patreon supporters, salute! Manosphere, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.